Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, like you're stuck on a hamster wheel, running but getting nowhere? Well, I'm here to tell you that there's a way to break free and actually enjoy the ride. And the secret sauce? Self-reflection. Now, before you start picturing yourself meditating for hours in a dimly lit room, let me assure you, this isn't some mystical guru thing. This is about taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, your goals. It's about understanding what makes you tick and what needs a little tweaking. Sound good? Great. Because self-reflection is like hitting the reset button on your mental health, and trust me, we all need that sometimes. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you become a self-reflection champion. First up, self-reflection helps you identify your triggers. Think about it. What sets you off? What situations or people leave you feeling stressed, anxious, or even angry? Once you know your triggers, you can start to manage them better. Maybe it's avoiding certain conversations, practicing relaxation techniques when you feel those feelings brewing, or even setting boundaries with people who tend to push your buttons. Remember, awareness is power. Next, self-reflection helps you understand your values. What truly matters to you? What do you stand for? Identifying your core values can guide your decisions and actions, helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Think about it. Are your choices aligned with what you hold dear? If not, maybe it's time for a little course correction. Now, here's one that's super important. Self-reflection helps you build emotional intelligence. This means being able to understand and manage your own emotions, as well as recognizing the emotions of others. It's about empathy, compassion, and building stronger relationships. When you can understand your own feelings better, you can communicate more effectively, resolve conflicts constructively, and navigate social situations with grace. Speaking of relationships, self-reflection helps you set healthy boundaries. You know that feeling when someone's constantly taking advantage of you, or when you feel drained after spending time with certain people. That's a sign that it might be time to establish some healthier boundaries. Self-reflection can help you identify those situations and figure out what kind of limits are necessary to protect your well-being. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. And finally, self-reflection helps you track your progress and make adjustments. Life is a journey, not a destination. By regularly checking in with yourself, you can see how far you've come, identify areas where you need to grow, and adjust your course accordingly. Think of it like navigating with a GPS. You need to keep checking the map and making adjustments along the way to reach your final destination. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and trying to squeeze in some me time. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, irritable, and just plain exhausted. But then she starts taking a few minutes each day for self-reflection. She asks herself questions like, what am I grateful for? What are my biggest challenges right now? What can I do to feel more centered and energized? As she digs deeper, she realizes that she's been neglecting her own needs and that she's spreading herself too thin. So, Sarah starts making changes. She sets aside time each day for exercise and meditation. She learns to say no to extra commitments that drain her energy. She prioritizes quality time with her family and friends. And guess what? She starts feeling happier, more focused, and even more resilient. See, self-reflection isn't just some fluffy idea. It's a powerful tool that can transform your life. By taking the time to understand yourself better, you can make choices that align with your values, build stronger relationships, and live a more fulfilling life. Remember, this isn't about achieving perfection. It's about progress, learning, and growing. So, what are you waiting for? Take a few minutes today to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and goals. You might be surprised at what you discover. And don't forget to share your insights with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.